Well, thank you for the interview, by the way.
My pleasure.
Well, I have a bone to pick with you, first of all.
Good.
You guys broke up when I would just fell in love with you.
Yeah.
I'm still angry with you guys for breaking up. When was it, like 1970 or something?
72, yeah.
72.
Well, it was a really sad thing for me, man, because, you got a dream come true, and God, we had a ball.
Oh, man.
I recently hooked up with a lawyer, and Frankie Valli gave me a lawyer because we're having some problems with our record company. Oh, how does that happen? But anyway, he told me, he said, I never represent male groups because they always break up, they always fight, they always, and it's all ego. There's no, we had no reason to break up. So it's something that I will always kind of like feel bad about.
Are you still having fun now?
Here's the thing. The joke in the industry now is we don't get paid to work, we get paid to get there. It's the travel that has really become, the TSA
Yeah.
and the flights and of course the price. But once you get there, oh yeah, we have a blast. You understand completely because you were part of the audience. There was a connection there,
Oh.
musical connection between our generations and the music. And that's still very, very alive and well.
Your music was so different, like A Beautiful Morning. I didn't even know how you wrote that song. Was it A Beautiful Morning when you wrote the song? I mean, what
Well,
was
it's
that about?
the story is, I'd say this on stage, basically we were in Hawaii and we had just finished, I think we had a number one record with Groovin'. I happened to be so madly in love, I could hardly see, So the conditions, I mean, if you can't feel bliss in Hawaii, there's something really wrong with you. So that's where that happened.
All right, so what are folks going to see and hear when they come to the Robbins Theater to watch The Rascals? Is it going to look and seem the same as you're being transported to 68?
I think mostly it won't look the same, of course, but it'll sound the same. It'll sound. See, the thing is that we like to connect with our audience and include them in the conversation musically. We ask them to sing a lot, and they know a lot of the songs because
Oh.
I don't do just my stuff. I put little vignettes that I know they know, and I see their face just light up. Oh, I know that. I remember that. Oh boy, I remember what I was doing when I did that. So we have a good time, and the people connect to that. That's sort of like togetherness, I think. Which if we get a little bit philosophical, we certainly need that today, man. We're kind of falling apart. Like and at least we could be together for an hour and a half, 2 hours, I think, right? But I'm still going, man, and I got a great group of guys from down here. I've been together with these guys down here almost 20 years. The Rascals made five or six. That was it. These
Yeah.
guys, 20 years, and they're great players. They love the music. They love playing. And I think people are going to have a good time. So I thank you for helping.
Well, Felix, thank you so much. So nice meeting you and getting that off my chest that I was angry that you guys broke up. It was
I
like
was
the
too, man. You're not
beat.
alone. I tell you, I felt really, really bad about that. But thank you, bro. I appreciate you. Hope I see you.